My name is Nalahu Anthony, and I'm a WASP captain on board the Voyaging Canoe Hokulea on this 28th leg of the worldwide voyage. So the crew is doing really, really well. We have a pretty broad mix of experience. We have one crew member who's an original crew member from 1976 on board, as well as many veteran crew members. And then we have a whole navigation team of individuals who hadn't even sailed deep sea before the start of the worldwide voyage. And so 13 of us on board, it's a pretty diverse mix of people. Everyone's getting along really well, and it's definitely a great learning experience for all on board with respect to the navigation and canoe handling and everything. We got to talk just a couple of weeks ago, and we were just leaving the Galapagos when we spoke last, and it's been a couple of great weeks of sailing. We've had all kinds of different conditions that challenge us. We had 3 or 4 days where there wasn't really any stars out, and the navigation team had to use wind and swell to hold their directions. And then we had some really, really beautiful nights of sailing where you could see every star in the sky. There's thousands upon thousands of stars were out and in use for the navigators to be able to fix their position as well as know where to sail. And so I think it's been really good from the standpoint of learning. It's definitely been a good time with this crew as we make our way south. These next handful of days are the critical days where all of the measuring of distance as well as measuring of latitude kind of comes into play, where hopefully they have done a good enough job of doing all those observations so that they put us in the ballpark of where the island is, and we can really start to look for it over the next couple of days. The fishing hasn't gone as well as we would have liked. We did catch one nice-sized aku a handful of days ago, and that went really well. The fish got on the line, they got the fish up and gassed and in the canoe with pretty good speed. There have been now a dozen strikes on our lines, and for whatever reason, a bunch of fish keep breaking off the strike. So yesterday, something really, really big hit one of our leaders and just took the whole line. And then it came around and hit the other side and broke their rubber bands. Like, we couldn't get it on and we couldn't land it. So I think out here this is just like, this is really, really big fish country. And so some of them may be larger than what lures we're trying to run.